Have you ever sat through a meeting like this? You are there to discuss a potential partnership with a publicly listed company, and they walk in 12 people deep, business cards piling up across the table, titles ranging from manager all the way up to vice president. Afterward, I turned to my colleague and asked, "So who in that room could actually make a decision?" He looked at me and said, "Probably none of them." That's the silo effect. Every department is its own sealed silo. Finance is reading the cash flow. Sales is reading the revenue line. Legal is reading the compliance checklist. They're all looking at the same deal, but translating it into completely different languages. 3 months go by, you've burned through dozens of business cards and a small mountain of coffee, and nothing has moved. I've spent over a decade in business development, and I've learned one thing. Specialization isn't the problem. Fragmentation is. When the other side sends a crowd into the room, it usually means they can't resolve things internally, and they're hoping you'll show up and somehow act as the integrating force. But you are not their employee, you have no authority to push anything through, so you really only have two paths. The first is to become a translator. You figure out what each department actually cares about, then you tell the same story in each of their languages, and then you help them weave those separate narratives into a single coherent one. To do that, you cannot be a silo yourself. You have to move freely across technical, financial, and strategic terrain. The second path is to end the conversation right there and redirect your time toward opportunities where decision-making is cleaner. There is no third option. The highest form of business development is this: taking people who are incapable of making a decision and giving them, through your presence and your work, the capacity to decide. When that happens, the deal closes itself.